నమో భగవతే వాసుదేవాయ. ఓం నమో భగవతే వాసుదేవాయ. ఓం నమో భగవతే వాసుదేవాయ. నారాయణం నమస్కృత్య నరం చైవ నరోత్తమం దేవీం సరస్వతీం వ్యాసం తదో జయముదీరయే నష్టప్రాయేషు అభద్రేషు నిత్యం భాగవత సేవయా. భగవతీ ఉత్తమ శ్లోకే భక్తిర్భవతి నైష్టగీ. శ్రీశుక ఉచ భక్త అయత ప్రపన్నాయ విద్యాం ఆదిశ్య నారద యయో అంగరీష సాగం ధామ స్వయంభువం ప్రభో. శ్రీశుక ఉచ భక్తాయైతాం ప్రపన్నాయ విద్యామాదిశ్య నారద యయౌ అంగరీష సాగం ధామ స్వయంభువం ప్రభో. శ్రీశుక ఉచ భక్తాయైతాం ప్రపన్నాయ విద్యామాదిశ్య నారద యయౌ అంగరీష సాగం ధామ స్వయంభువం ప్రభో. శ్రీశుక ఉచ భక్తాయైతాం ప్రపన్నాయ విద్యామాదిశ్య నారద యయౌ అంగరీష సాగం ధామ స్వయంభువం ప్రభో. శ్రీశుక ఉచ. శ్రీ సుఖదేవ గోస్వామి సెడ్ భక్తాయ అంటు ద డివోటీ ఏతా దిస్ ప్రపన్నాయ అంటు వన్ హూ ఫుల్లీ సరెండర్డ్ విద్యాం ట్రాన్సెండెంటల్ నాలెడ్జ్ ఆదిశ్య ఇన్స్ట్రక్టింగ్ నారద ద గ్రేట్ సేజ్ నారద యయౌ లెఫ్ట్ అంగరీష ద గ్రేట్ సెయింట్ అంగీరా సాగం విత్ ధామ ఫర్ ద టాప్ మోస్ట్ ప్లానెట్ స్వయంభువం బిలాంగింగ్ టు లార్డ్ బ్రహ్మ ప్రభో ఓ కింగ్. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki. Yes. Sri Sukadeva Goswami continued, Narada, having become the spiritual master of Chitraketu, instructed him fully in this prayer, because Chitrakedu was fully surrendered. O King Parikshit, Narada then left with the great sage Angira for the topmost planet known as Brahmaloka. Kindly repeat the translation with me. Sri Sukadeva Goswami continued, Narada, having become the spiritual master of Chitrakedu, instructed him fully in this prayer, because Chitrakedu was fully surrendered. O King Parikshit, Narada then left with the great sage Angira for the topmost planet known as Brahmaloka. Purport by His Divine Grace S.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. When Angira had first come to visit King Chitrakedu, he did not bring Narada with him. However, after the death of Chitrakedu's son, Angira brought Narada to instruct King Chitrakedu about Bhakti Yoga. The difference was that in the beginning, Chitrakedu was not in a temperament of renunciation. But after the death of his son, when he was overwhelmed by his great plight, he was awakened to the platform of renunciation by instructions regarding the falsity of this material world and material possessions. It is only at this stage that Bhakti Yoga can be instructed. As long as one is attached to material enjoyment, Bhakti Yoga cannot be understood. This is confirmed in Bhagavad Gita 244. Bhogaishwarya prasaktanam taya pahrta chedasam vyavasayatmika buddhi samadhona vidhiyate. In the minds of those who are too attached to sense enjoyment and material opulence and who are bewildered by such things, the resolute determination of devotional service to the Supreme Lord does not take place. As long as one is very much attached to material enjoyment, one cannot concentrate his mind on the subject matter of devotional service. The Krishna consciousness movement is progressing successfully in the Western countries at the present moment because the youth in the West have reached a stage of vairagya or renunciation. They are practically disgusted with material pleasure from material sources, and this has resulted in a population of hippies throughout the Western countries. Now if these young people are instructed about Bhakti Yoga, Krishna consciousness, the instructions will certainly be effective. As soon as Chitrakedu understood the philosophy of Vairagya Vidya, the knowledge of renunciation, he could understand the process of Bhakti Yoga. In this regard, Srila Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya has said, Vairagya Vidya Nija Bhakti Yoga. Vairagya Vidya and Bhakti Yoga are parallel lines. One is essential for understanding the other. It is also said, Bhaktihi Pareshanubhavo Viraktir Anyatracha. Srimad Bhagavatam, 11th Canto, 2nd Chapter, 42 Text. Advancement in devotional service or Krishna consciousness is characterized by increasing renunciation of material enjoyment. Narada Muni is the father of devotional service, and therefore, just to bestow causeless mercy upon King Chitrakedu, Angira brought Narada Muni to instruct the king. These instructions were extremely effective. Anyone who follows in the footsteps of Narada Muni is certainly a pure devotee. Thus end the purport by His Divine Grace S.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki. Om Ajnana Timirandasya Jnana Jnana Chalagaya Chachurun Milidam Vena Tasmai Sri Guruve Namaha. Mugangaro divachalam bangum langayade girim யத்கிருபாதமகம் வந்தே ஸ்ரீகுரும் தினதாரணம் பரமானந்த மாதவம் கிருஷ்ண சைதன்யேஸ்வரம். ஹரே கிருஷ்ண ஹரே கிருஷ்ணா கிருஷ்ண கிருஷ்ணா ஹரே ஹரே, ஹரே ராம ஹரே ராம 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 ஹரே ஹரே. ஜெயதாம் சுரதோ வங்கோர் மம மந்தமதேகதி மசர்வஸ்வபதாம்புஜோ ராதாமதனமோகனோ. கிருஷ்ணாய வாசுதேவாய தேவகீ நந்தனாய ச நந்தகோபகுமாராய கோவிந்தாய நமோ நமக, கோவிந்தாய நமோ நமக, கோவிந்தாய நமோ நமக. நமக பங்கஜநாபாய நமக பங்கஜமாலினே, நமக பங்கஜநேத்ராய நமஸ்தே பங்கஜாங்கிரயே. ஹரே கிருஷ்ணா. வி ஆர் இன் தி செஷன் ஆஃப் ஸ்ரீமத் பாகவதம். திஸ் வண்டர்ஃபுல் செஷன் வி ஆர் டிஸ்கஸிங் ஆக்சுவலி ஃபார் சோ மெனி கிளாஸஸ். த பர்சனாலிட்டி இன்வால்வ் ஆக்சுவலி இஸ் சித்ரகேது. ஸ்ரீமத் பாகவதம், ஹவு டு ரைட் ஸ்ரீமத் பாகவதம் இஸ் ஆக்சுவலி இன்ஸ்ட்ரக்டட் பை நாரத முனி. So as per this instruction, Vyasadeva has compiled actually Srimad Bhagavatam to enable the conditioned souls, especially in the Kali Yuga material world, to chain the conditioned souls, to make them self-realized. So he chose actually particular topics and compiled. So here Chitraketu is a personality, was a king with a lot of opulence and everything. How he became a devotee, pure devotee, Vaishnava, and because of some slight offenses he did it, what were the consequences? But ultimately when somebody is surrendered, what will happen to that particular soul? How the Lord, Supreme Lord, is directly handling such things? This is for our individual, everybody should actually study very nicely and follow actually what is to be done in this. Prabhupada has mentioned here, one should follow the footsteps of Narada Muni, then he can become actually a pure devotee of the Lord. So here in this particular text, something is mentioned how Narada Muni came and instructed actually Chitraketu. Narada Muni is not going to everyone, every individual is not going, selected person. So it is mentioned that he is completely fully surrendered, is a fully surrendered soul. So Bhagavan is telling actually in the Bhagavad Gita, தேஷாம் சததயுக்தானாம் பஜதாம் பிரீதிபூர்வகம் ததாமி புத்தியுகந்தம் ஏனமாம் உபயாந்திதி. ஸோ திஸ் பர்சனாலிட்டிஸ் லைக் நாரதமுனி ஆர் லார்ட் சிவா, தே ஆர் ஆல் வாட்சிங் ஆக்சுவலி தி இண்டிவிஜுவல் அண்ட் சீயிங் ஆக்சுவலி வாட் இஸ் இஸ் டிட்டர்மினேஷன் வெதர் தி சரண்டர் கம்ப்ளீட்லி தே சரண்டர் டு கிருஷ்ணா. ஸோ தே ஹேவ் டு பி டைரக்டட் the proper way. So So we saw in the earlier fourth canto, the Prachayitas were actually asked by their father, go and do tapasya and please the Supreme Personality of Godhead and then you can get married. So they followed the instruction of father. They started actually. They decided to go and sit under the water and do tapasya. But how to do the tapasya? What prayer is to be done? Immediately Lord Shiva took the role. It is said actually the Prachayitas never called Lord Shiva. They never said Om Namah Shivaya or anything like that, no. Simply he appeared in front of them. And they asked also, why you came? We never called you. Aray, you know, I know what you are going to do. You want to please the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Bhagavan. He is my Bhagavan also. You don't know how to do it. So I am taking the role of a guru and instructing you. The song sung by Lord Shiva that we saw about 70 verses were there. Beautiful praise. He said, you recite this one, then you can please the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So it is arranged by the Lord actually. Those souls who are completely surrendered to the lotus feet of Krishna, he take the responsibility, he'll send somebody. He sent a guru to that particular soul and saying that, okay, don't get confused. Satata Yukta, you know, he's taken a very strong vow that actually I want to please. So he is telling that I will drive your intelligence to so that you can come to me easily. How he is driving the intelligence? He is sending easily his representative. You know, when he wanted to write, compile Srim Bhagavatam, Vyasadeva, he was actually confused, actually he was depressed after writing all these Puranas, even Mahabharat. Then Narada Muni appeared, his guru appeared and said, don't worry, I know why you are morose. You have to write a book, Bhagavatam, exclusively glorifying the Supreme Personality of Godhead Krishna. That is actually, it is required actually in the age of Kali Yuga for the conditioned souls. So there also actually he started giving instructions, all full instructions. And Vyasadeva followed the footstep of Narada Muni. And throughout Srimad Bhagavatam we can see that Narada Muni is concerned about us. And he is telling actually the instruction, etat atugra chittana matras pasyeshaya muhuhu bhavasindhu plavo drishto haricharyanuvarnanam. Vyasa, everybody's atura chitta, anxiety. Everybody is in anxiety actually in this material world, especially in the Kali Yuga. Because they are actually engaged in the sense gratification. They do not have any knowledge, they are in ignorance. They know only one thing actually, their belly is to be filled, taste should be there, and the urges of the senses should be fulfilled. Somehow or other. Said, you do one thing, you tell them in the midst of this Bhavasagara, there is a boat, Bhavasindhu, cross over the material nisayan, the ocean of nisayans. One has to enter into that boat. Haricharyani Varnanam. That boat is actually Krishna consciousness. It's gone. That is the boat. He already anticipated that time. It is going to come. Enter into that boat. Anybody is entering into that boat. What is going on in that boat? Haricharyani Varnanam. Srimad Bhagavatam. Krishna is glorified. Krishna's glorification is propagated throughout the world. Crores and crores of people are actually chanting the holy name. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So follow the footsteps of Narada Muni actually. Don't waste the time actually. Still Prabhupada said, you are not doing a favor to me by chanting the holy name of the Lord. You are supposed to do it. It is your duty, your dharma, Kali Yuga dharma. Enter into this. So we can call without any shame, without any, then we can call everyone, come on. Here is your protector, he is your savior from miseries of material world. So like that, we know that again, you know, Dhruva Maharaj was actually a selected person who determined actually to please the Supreme Lord. Even though initially for the material cause, his mother told him, go to the forest and please the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Narayana. He doesn't know where is the forest, where to go, what to tell, how is the Supreme Personality of Godhead look like. So again, we know that it is happened here only in Mathura. Dhruva Ghat is there, where actually he met Dhruva. Narada Muni met him there. Again, he has given a clue for him. See, he has given different mantra for different people because they are under actually different category, you know, how much surrender they have. Again, he has given, just like Chitragir, we were saying actually the mantra. Mantra is nothing but the praise to please the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Because Narada Muni, because he has got a very good connection with actually Bhagavan, Krishna. If he said to somebody that this prayer will please Krishna, when somebody is reciting this prayer, Krishna will be pleased definitely. Just like our the Utkal Bandhan, you know, when he was tied, Damodar, he was tied on the Utkal. He looked around and saw actually what is Nalakuvera and Manigiri were standing, just like two trees there. So it is said that Bhagavan looked at them and then thought, these two people, they are waiting for me to get liberation, but they never chanted Hare Krishna or they never prayed unto me or they were sense gratification. But immediately he thought actually, no. My devotee has told that they will be liberated, so I have to do it on the protest of the words of my devotee. So Dhruva Maharaj, we know that actually that mantra, Om Namo Bhagavati Vasudevaya, that mantra he chanted actually with tapasya. Within 6 months he got darshan of Krishna. Prabhupada says you can also get, if you follow actually, if you do such tapasya and follow from the heart, then you can please the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Bhagavan. Like Prajedas also could please the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Bhagavan. Bhagavan appeared in front of. So, as we are hearing yesterday, the eligibility is there actually. One has to become eligible. Prabhupada has mentioned in this purport, Chitragedu, initially, when Angira visited, he had all opulences, millions of wives and palaces. Everything is under his command. So he was not, somebody goes and instructs about a bhakti yoga. We know that when we go for preaching, we go to some rich family or very opulent persons. We cannot go and tell him that actually you have to chant Hare Krishna Mahamantra in the age of Kali Yuga. They will say, no, if you want, we'll give you some donation or something like that. I don't have time. One businessman said that, I don't have time, even I don't have time to die. The death comes, I don't have time. So that is the situation actually. Those who got Aishwarya, those who got everything, Krishna has given everything actually for, Prabhupada said this is all given for the propagation of Krishna consciousness. But they are misusing it actually. Your Kunti Devi is also, while praying unto the, by looking at Krishna, is telling that Janmaishwarya Sursebi Etamana Madhavman Naivaharti Vidadumai Twam Akinchana Gocharam. Krishna, those who got Aishwarya, they got a very opulent birth, they got high education, more strength. My dear Lord, these people cannot please you because they cannot pray unto you with a sincere feeling. This is to be underlined actually. When we pray unto the lotus feet of Krishna, when we do a devotional service to please him, it should be from within the heart. Not that I am forced to do it or I want to show to somebody. No. Prabhupada said many times it should be from the deep, from your heart. What is there in your heart, all contamination is to be completely cleaned. Bhakti bhavati nashtagim. The devotion should start from the heart. Not having any other under meaning or under desire or something like that, no. I will do 5 years. 5 years I will do devotional service and then I will go back to my life, whatever it may be. Is it enough to go back home, back to what it? 5 years I will do it and rest of the life I will do whatever I want. Some people are also telling that so many years I am there, actually okay, I finish. No, this is actually not one lifetime. Unless we, even if you go to Goloka Vrindavan, that is our dharma actually. So for that there should be a taste. Taste should be there actually for devotional service. So that is what she is praying. My dear Lord, such people cannot pray under your lotus feet with sincere feeling. What is this sincere feeling? Sincere feeling. Nayanam galadasru dharaya vadanam gadgadaruthaya gira pulagai nichidam vapukada tavanam grahane pavishyati. So Mahaprabhu is Krishna himself. He came down and he said actually, that way you have to chant. Automatically, not artificially, it should come. I was reading one book yesterday about Srila Prabhupada. One of the disciples has written actually. He said one day he went to see Prabhupada in his room. He's somewhere in West only. And then he saw Prabhupada is chanting and crying. Crying in such a way that something happened to him, like that. Not that drops are coming, he's crying, like anything he's crying. Then he got afraid, something went wrong maybe with Prabhupada, something has gone. He came out of the room and went to the secretary, Prabhupada's secretary. Said, what happened? See, Prabhupada is crying, please come, something happened to him. He's crying like anything. So then she said, actually, don't worry. Sometime Prabhupada, when he chant, he go to ecstasy and he cries. Don't worry about it. Be quiet. Still he was not happy. Then after some time actually, again he went to see him. Then he saw his little bit, he calmed down. Crying but calmed down. Then he looked like this and then he was going out. Then he called, I think his name was Sudhama. He called him, hey, come here. Where are you going? Come and sit here. What do you want? No, Prabhupada, actually, you know, I was so much worried that you were crying. I don't know what is wrong or what went wrong. You are having any difficulty or something like that. Then Prabhupada again started crying and with tears he started telling. I was crying, yes, I was crying. By thinking about the mercy of my Guru Maharaj. How much mercy he has given to me. how much mercy he has given to me. You know, when I was chanting, right, you can see on the opposite side there was a garden, green garden, blue. Greeneries are there, beautiful garden. He can see from his room, that beautiful garden. Say, with the mercy, with the crying Prabhupada, said, with the mercy of my Guru Maharaj, today I could see right there the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Nanda Nandana was standing there. I got the darshan today, that is why I was crying. So it is confirmed that actually Srila Prabhupada's prayer, actually everything was so sincere. That is, we are so fortunate that we are in touch with such pure devotee. Many times Prabhupada indirectly told actually, yes, I saw Krishna. You can also see Krishna. Just follow my instructions, you will see Krishna. So like that, eligibility, Krishna is giving the eligibility by saying the degree of glorification, how much you are surrendered, how much you are glorifying, how much you are renounced. That is also written. Actually, this Chitragedu initially was having all opulences. But when he is only one son, he got after a lot of pujas and so many Yangirayushi came and performed. Even out of million, one wife got one son. He was not going away from him, eating together, sleeping together, everything was done. Such a person, son, he lost actually. Materially, it is a great pain. It is said that you can see your parents, old parents are leaving your body, their body in front of you. But it is very painful that your children are leaving the body in front of you. That is the greatest pain. So he became Vairagya, he became very serious about it. Even he was thinking, he was asking Krishna actually, why you do it like this? But what thing I went right? So that time he got actually the Vairagya. So such things are actually done by the Lord. It is not that by mistake it has happened. To change that personality, there is no other way. He lost, then he became Vairagya actually. What is this actually? What is my money? What is my kingdom? What is my millions of wives? Just like Gajendra, thousands of wives and children, they were trying to take him out actually. For 1,000 years they tried. Take out of the water, crocodile. He was trying, keep on trying. At the end, when all these Euclid, all these people cannot save me, then the Lord has given the remembrance. In the previous birth, he was a king and he was praying into his lotus feet. That prayer, he started praying actually. And the Lord came and saved him. So that is the point actually. The Krishna, sometimes we feel that, like, why did he want me? The devotees are also thinking that. So devotees actually, when they become pure devotees, they are trying to get rid of all bandhana, you know, you should get rid of all bandhana. When I will be free actually, yes, to surrender unto you, when I things will go. That is what Prabhupada says, it automatically comes. Initially they are bewildered actually. So, but such things happen, they are resolute. You know, vyavasaya atmika buddhi, they take a determination actually. Yes, these are all false. Prabhupada has mentioned one thing, the falsity of the material enjoyment, it will go. It is false. It is only temporary. So it takes time actually, but for devotees it will not take time. Especially the vidya, the education which is given by A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. If you read his purport and the different books. So I was saying one book, it's a renunciation through wisdom. That's the best book actually, you know, one should read actually. Read again and again and again. Then we'll get Vairagya actually. From heart actually, he's writing actually, get rid of this business actually. He is not telling anybody that you, I will make you rich or I will make you this or a king. Next life there is a king or Indira or Chandra or something, you know. Get rid of this business. You do not know actually how much you are struggling actually. Remove this struggle actually. This is only one way. Try to understand actually the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Bhagavan again and again he is coming actually and instructing. Bhagavad Gita. Bhagavad Gita is nothing but instructions. All instructions. If you write down actually 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. For the conditioned souls, he is telling, he's not only telling to Arjuna, it is actually instructions to be followed. Do this way, 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 do this way. Finally, he is telling actually, Baba, I am telling you, Farvadharman Parityajya. Maam ekam saranam raja aham tam sarva bhavepyo mochayichami masu jaga. We know that this body awarded by the Lord for us actually in this life, it is the papa, you know, it is a result of our karma, this body, which is giving the trouble actually. How to finish this business actually here? As Srila Prabhupada has mentioned actually, when somebody is doing the devotional service means he is getting actually attached with the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Whatever devotional service, you know, chanting holy name of the Lord, for following the regulated principles, doing the puja, doing the pranam for the Lord, bhog for the Lord, these are all direct service actually. When we start doing the direct service to the Lord, automatically the material detachment will come. When we get the higher taste, the lower taste one will remove. It's correct that everybody is practically experienced. It's not only to be experienced, it should be actually taught. This vidya is to be given. Those who are able to preach, those who are able to give out this one, we should go out and actually, yes, beat the drum and call the people and tell actually where you are. That is what is actually is required. Inspiration is given by Prabhupada actually, till. It's not that Prabhupada is not that, Prabhupada is still there. In the instructions in the book, physically is there. Many people are getting actually even the dreams. And they become very serious actually, yes. You will be successful. Once he says actually, I was reading into one of the disciples was writing, saying that, if Prabhupada says something, that will happen, definitely it will happen. Suppose you get a blessing saying that, okay, you will be successful. You will be definitely successful in your attempt, devotional service, or whatever responsibility you are taking. So, we got an opportunity actually in Vrindavan Dham, where Prabhupada is personally present here only. Only thing he is in the meditation. He's sitting here, he's doing the meditation. Nowhere else we will get. And we are also getting actually the chance to bow down several times in front of Prabhupada. I say that at least 1,000 times we should do pranam to Srila Prabhupada. The mercy which he is giving to us actually showing, taking us close to Krishna. And with desire, with asha, the desire is there in the heart that one can see, one day we can see Krishna. So, the eligibility comes when the material opulences, material detachment comes, then only we come vairagya, that is renunciation. For renunciation we should get actually, if I give it out, what will happen? We can get something higher taste. Sanatana Goswami was keeping actually one touchstone where you can make that with the stone gold. You know, he was putting it in the dustbin. Greatest devotee. Why he was putting it here? So the Brahmana who got it actually thought that this person will have maybe something better than that. That is why he put that in the dustbin. So he went back and asked him, you gave me that actually, I could not satisfy my family members, anybody. You tell me, you have something very valuable than this. You are holding it. Can you give me that? He said, okay. Throw this touchstone actually in the Yamuna and come back. Then he was hesitant. Suppose I throw it, I may lose it, you may not give me the other one. You give me the other one first and then I will give out. He said, no, give it out this first, believe me. Then he came back and Sanatana Goswami is going, chant, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So it is not that actually Narada Muni will not come in the age of Kali Yuga, he will come. He may be coming, we do not know also. Only we should have a desire actually, yes. I wish I could get a mantra from Narada Muni, or Prabhupada says, why do you worry? From Narada Muni only, he is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu only. We got actually the mantra, open mantra, powerful mantra, came from Goloka Vrindavan and distributed. Somebody got it and taken very seriously. That mantra is enough actually to go back home, back to Godhead. Without any offenses, sincerely chant. Always chant, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Rama, Rama Ram, Hare Hare. See what a nice opportunity we got. Here is only, Vrindavan Dham only is the place, I think 24 hours kirtan is going on. Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. Somebody want to spend a time, sit here and chant, 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 chant here. So, the conclusion is actually we have to become eligible, eligibility. Qualification is required. That qualification, how to get the qualification also clue is given. It's not that tips are not there, I do not know where to go, what to do. Everything is crystal clear in Krishna consciousness. Those who are, you know, taken a guru or Vaishnavas or attached with that and step by step take the lesson and practice it, simple way, then success is definite. Only thing, we have to become eligible for it. We have to get actually artificially we cannot detach the things, not possible. Automatically it comes, just like somebody was taking tea and coffee earlier, after chanting holy name, somebody said, no, this is not good. The reason is given, that vidya is given. So now for the devotees, when they see somebody is taking tea, it is just like a poison. They are taking poison. Detachment has come. They will never ever go up to that particular stage. No. So practice Krishna consciousness seriously. With the limited time, we have limited time actually in our life. We do not know. So even 1 day is balanced or 1 hour is balanced, somebody is taking very seriously the Krishna consciousness, going back home, back to what it is, very definitely. Hare Krishna. So today also the Mother Sita Thakurani's appearance day. So, Mother Thakurani is wife of Advaita Acharya. Advaita Acharya is actually incarnation of Mahavishnu. And also he said that is combined incarnation of Mahavishnu and Lord Shiva. So, naturally, Sita Devi is actually Lakshmi Devi. Then, it is mentioned about the 15th century. Advaita Acharya got married with Mother Sita, Sita Devi, Sita Thakurani, and they have about 6 children. And the greatness of Mother is, she is the one who knew that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is none other than the Supreme Personality of Godhead Bhagavan. So it is mentioned that when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was born, appeared in Navadvipa, she went, one day shortly after Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was born, Advaita Acharya's wife Sita Devi, who is worshipped by the whole world, took her husband's permission and went to see the topmost child with all kinds of gifts and presentations. So she took a lot of presentation to see the baby boy. സുവർണേരാ കദീപാവുലി രജത മുദ്രാ പശൂലി സുവർണേരാംഗദ കങ്കണ ദൂബാഹുദേ ദിവ്യ ശംഖ രാജദേരാമല ഭംഗ സ്വർണ മുദ്രാര നാനാഹാരംഗണ. So she brought different kinds of golden ornaments, including amulets, necklaces, anklets and bangles for the hands. All the ornaments she brought it. There was also tiger nails set in gold, waist decorations of silk and lace, ornaments for the hands and legs, nicely printed silken saris and the child's garments also made of silk. Many other riches, including gold and silver coins, were also presented to the child, to Mahaprabhu. Riding in a palanquin covered with cloth and accompanied by maid servants, Sita Thakurani came to the house of Jagannatha Misra, bringing with her many auspicious articles such as fresh grass, paddy, gorochana, turmeric, kunguma and sandalwood. All these presentations filled a large basket. When Sita Thakurani came to the house of Saji Devi, bringing with her many kinds of eatables, dresses and other gifts, she was astonished to see the newborn child, for she appreciated that except for a difference in color, the child was directly Krishna of Goloka himself. So she could identify. Only the color is different, golden color. Otherwise, he is looked like exactly like Goloka Vrindavan, Krishna himself. Also, Mother Thakurani, actually, when, you know, Shantipur house, they had two houses, it mentioned, Navadeep and Shantipur. She used to cook for Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu used to go and stay in Advaita Acharya's house. We know that Mahaprabhu came only on call of Advaita Acharya. He was praying actually to with Ganga water and Tulasi Devi, and she he came down just to satisfy. He called him. So he used to come and stay in Advaita Acharya's house, and Mother Sita, she used to cook for Mahaprabhu's taste. Someday Mahaprabhu himself was told her, actually, you cook this one today, these items, I want to eat. So that much seva she was doing for Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So today her, he was not ordinary personality. Today's appearance day, we'll pray to Mother Thakurani that give her mercy so that we can also understand actually Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who is the Supreme Personality of Godhead Bhagavan, and we can do some seva for him and seva adhigar, you know, just like we are telling Tulasi Mata to give seva adhigar, she can also give us the seva bhava so that we can serve Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in that particular mode. Mother Sita Thakurani ki Hare.